Under a 5-point crown, bold lettering reads, Hallmark Media.
For my entire life, whenever someone asks me to describe my family, I tell them, we're what happens when you mix Christmas, fate, and football. On Christmas Day, 1967, my mom's parents and my dad's parents got their families the best gift ever. Season tickets to the Kansas City Chiefs. As fate would have it, they were sitting right next to each other. And that's all it took. It became an extraordinary friendship. They even started spending Christmases together. They celebrated together when the Chiefs won it all. And helped each other keep the faith when they didn't. A few years later, they moved to a new stadium. Of course, our family still sat in the same row. They were inseparable. There was always a little extra magic at those games around Christmas time, especially the year best friends became family. A couple of seasons, I mean Christmases later, I came along. Now, if there was ever a child born to be the Chiefs' number one fan, it's me. It's in my blood. And I don't want to brag, but my family is the reason that we started winning championships again. But more on that later. Right now, I have to get the shop ready for the holidays. My parents took over when Grandpa Paul retired. Now, it's my turn. And I've got plans.
Title, Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story.
Merry Christmas, Alana.
Merry Christmas. Oh, you are doing such a great job, dear. I wish my daughter wanted to take over from me when I retire. But she had to go and give me 3 grandkids instead.
They're adorable.
Aren't they? Now you make sure to tell your parents to stop by tomorrow because I made an extra Christmas loaf just for them.
Will do.
Good.
Alana grimaces as she walks away.
A lot of people in the neighborhood know about our family's history with the team and how it connects to Christmas. But this Christmas,
it's time for everyone to know.
A store sign reads, Casey Corner.
Once, we told Carol we liked it. Once, just to be nice, 30 years ago.
I still don't know what's in it. Olives, avocado, cucumber. I'm afraid to ask what those fluorescent green chunks are.
Actually, those are pretty good.
This isn't good.
Hang on. Alana, did you know that I'm an expert Christmas tree light detangler?
Oh, is that so?
People pay me a lot of money to untangle their lights. I could make a fortune.
Alana laughs.
Give it here. Oh, boy.
Okay, Grandpa, let me help you.
No.
Yoo-hoo!
Oh, hi, Mom and Dad.
Hey. I wonder what that delicious smell outside was.
Well, I believe it's the barbecue place on the corner.
That must be Norma and Nick's. I hear it's the best in the city, nay, the country.
Well, I should totally eat there.
Here's a coupon.
Thank you.
Oh.
Shut up.
Hey, our name's on the sign. You got to do what you got
to
do.
Word of mouth is the key to business. Write that down.
Oh, okay, Grandpa. I got it all up here. I'm working on it. Hey, why don't you go sit down and relax? Yeah. Have some cocoa. You guys can come over here. I am going to finish setting up for the light the block tonight. And then we got to get ready for Tuesday. It's a big, big day.
Because we're marking down last year's inventory?
Okay, there's someone coming into the shop that I want you guys to meet.
A new fella! What wonderful news!
We were getting a little worried.
No, it's just someone that we need to impress.
Is it the fella's mother? No problem.
We can be quite charming.
No, it's not a dating thing. It's just... All right, it is someone from the Chiefs fan engagement department.
An engagement!
I am trying to tell you guys that we are finalists for the Fan of the Year award.
What?
Yes,
what?
Okay.
Holy cow!
The winner gets an all-access stadium tour and sideline passes to the Christmas Day game.
Oh, my God!
I always wondered who those people were in the sidelines.
Do you really think we can win?
Absolutely! I mean, who else has a better story than our family?
Nobody.
That's right. Which is why we just need to tell it on Tuesday.
Yes.
You think he might be telling it to a nice young...
Do not say fella again.
Oh, fine.
Thank you.
An aerial view shows the Chiefs football stadium. A white building sits beside a training facility and practice field. Inside, a dark-haired woman walks down a hallway. The hallway is covered in Chief's pictures.
Beth, need you to sign this.
The dark-haired woman, Beth, stops and signs a document. She continues down the hallway and enters the office of Derek Taylor, Director of Fan Engagement.
Derek, you know you've been doing an amazing job the past few months, right?
Thank you. Love working here.
Good. Then how about we work on showing it? Because your office looks like the one that gets used by the 10th.
Okay, well, that's accurate. I've just been real busy. I'm gonna get around to it, though.
Yeah?
I will.
Hold on.
Okay.
You need something festive.
You had that ready to go, huh?
Maybe. Merry Christmas.
Bye week. Time to have a little fun.
Nah, don't bother trying to get him to be social. I think he literally lives under a rock when we're not working.
You should try and get out a little, Derek. See more of KC than the office, the stadium, and your rock.
I have been meaning to try some Kansas City barbecue.
Oh, come on.
Listen, how do you expect to engage with Kansas City fans when you have no idea what fuels them? I'll need for you to go to Norma and Nick's Barbecue in Independence. It is the best of the best.
Norma and Nick's. Independence. Got it.
You have no idea where Independence is, do you?
I do not.
I'll text you, but listen, fair warning, they love to gossip there, so remember the golden rule.
Never tell them where I work.
Exactly. You'll never know if people like you for you or if they just want free tickets.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Later, a large stately building sits in a town square. Derek looks at his phone and then up at a diner sign that reads, Norma and Nick's Kansas City Barbecue. He enters the restaurant. He walks past Alana's family sitting in a booth and towards a hostess wearing a Kelsey shirt.
Hey, welcome to Norma and Nick's. What can I get you, hon?
I'm new to town. What do you suggest? And don't tell anybody, but I've never tried Kansas City barbecue before.
I'll take a Norma and Nick's super platter for this newbie.
You got it, Donna.
He's handsome. Is he new in town?
If he is, he's probably lonely.
Later, Derek sits at a table. He picks up a rib.
Hi.
All right.
I'm Norma Young. That's me up on the wall. Look at those cheekbones. Anyway, how do you like the food? Be honest.
Honestly, it's incredible.
Huh?
I just wish I didn't wait so long to try it.
Well, it's practically criminal.
It's like living in Paris and never having a baguette.
I think I would have been kicked out of the country on day one for a slight like that.
Wait, you lived in France?
My parents are in the hotel industry, so I kind of lived all over Europe.
Oh, how worldly. So how does your wife or girlfriend like Kansas City so far?
Well, I actually haven't seen that much of Kansas City yet. And it's just me.
Well, I can give you a list of the must-sees while you're here for Christmas. The Crown Center, Ice Terrace, the Plaza City Lights.
Okay. And of course, right here this afternoon.
Oh, what's happening this afternoon?
Stick around and find out. I'll bring you a flyer.
I'll get you some more sauce.
Alana walks in.
Oh. Alana, come here.
Derek stops eating and gazes at Alana.
This is our new friend, Derek. He just moved to Kansas City this fall. Derek, this is my daughter.
And my granddaughter.
Alana.
Hi.
It's nice to meet you.
Derek's fingers are covered in sauce.
Nice to meet you. Welcome to Kansas City.
Alana's a really good one to know. She's in charge of the oldest Christmas traditions in town.
And she's an accomplished piano player and a former competitive swimmer. Do you like swimming, Derek?
I do.
It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, here's a fun fact. Derek is new to Kansas City, and this is his very first Kansas City barbecue.
Wow, well, a Norma and Nick newbie.
Okay, so that's like an official thing.
Oh, yeah. Very solid effort, by the way.
Thank you. I'm goal-oriented. Why do I feel like they also have a goal?
I am so embarrassed.
Don't be. They are so cute.
Well, so are otters until they rip your face off.
Ask him if he wants to light the block.
That's so simple.
What's that? What's light the block?
Well, today we are decorating the entire block for Christmas, starting here, and then we go store after store, and there's a big street lighting at my family store at the end of the block.
Our two families started it 50 years ago.
Yeah, you should join us.
Here's some of my famous banana pudding. Give it a try.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Derek picks up a spoon and tries the pudding.
marry me, Norma?
Well, actually, the only one who's inheriting the recipe is Alana, so...
Okay, how much do I owe you for the pudding?
Oh, nonsense. It's on the house. Merry Christmas.
You guys have been too kind. I don't know how to thank you.
I'm sure we can find a way.
Okay, for the record, you are under no obligation to help decorate.
It's all right.
No, seriously, my family can be a lot.
I don't mind. I've always loved being around big families. It's always just been my parents and me.
Are you an only child? So am I.
This explains your family's enthusiasm for matchmaking. My parents do the same thing. Luckily, they're in Europe, so much less pressure.
Pressure? Whatever do you mean?
Alana's grandmother, Norma, watches them from a window.
Relentless.
Derek and Alana smile at each other.
Well, we should probably start putting these on the tree.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Alana picks up an ornament shaped like a steak.
That is the second largest collection of beef-related ornaments I've ever seen.
Derek holds a hibachi grill ornament.
It's the only one I've ever seen.
Well, all of the trees on the block, they're all themed to the different businesses.
Oh, it's great marketing.
Is that what you do? Marketing?
Yeah. So, where did you get all these?
Well, most of these were given to them by customers over the years. But then last year, I had this one made to look like Norma's famous barbecue sauce. Isn't it cute?
It's too cute. But hold on, I thought her banana pudding was famous.
Yeah, no, it is. Well, everything here is.
Norma, too.
Oh, no. No, Norma is infamous.
The family stares out the window.
They're so bad at this.
They're not great.
Later, they finish decorating.
I feel like I want to eat this tree.
All right. So, we're on to Hank and Marty's.
Well, let's just all thank Derek for his help. But we're going to let you go.
Okay.
You can consider your banana pudding debt officially paid.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, it was very nice meeting you.
It's nice meeting you.
They shake hands. Alana's family watches them.
It's nice meeting you all, too. Take care.
Alana, how are you?
Alana's family walk past her. Her grandpa Paul gives her a thumbs up.
Where is he going?
After all of that, probably as far away as possible.
Oh, we were subtle.
You were not subtle.
Okay, Marty said he's hoping for lights over the doors here.
On it.
Okay.
Alana's dad, Hank, looks across the street.
Look who's back!
Hey. Oh, did you get lost?
No. No, I was just, thinking maybe you could use some more help.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I swear, I make these door frames higher and higher each year.
Here, sir, I got you. Do you mind if I borrow this?
Thank you, young man.
Yeah, of course.
That's for you.
Thank you, sir.
Alana, why don't you get your new friend to help you with carols?
It's two, Grandpa.
What?
Don't you start.
Alana points at her other grandfather, Nick.
Hey, thank you for staying and helping with all this. You really didn't have to do that.
Yeah, of course.
Plus, I know that you must be absolutely freezing right now.
Oh, no, I'm actually never cold.
Aw.
So, both of your families own businesses on the same street.
Crazy, right?
Wild.
My grandparents, they actually met in the 60s, and they became best friends. And then they opened their businesses around the same time.
Got it.
And then my parents, they just kind of grew up together.
And they fell in love.
Yeah.
Man, that's pretty incredible.
It's meant to be. But anyway, so when my grandpa Paul retired, my parents took over the store. And then now after the holidays, it's going to be my turn.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really want to give them a Christmas that they never forget.
Today was fun. I don't really have a lot of Christmas traditions of my own.
Sure, getting to spend Christmas in so many different countries was pretty amazing, no?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
You know what? I did have one tradition. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, we moved around a lot. And every year I would send a change of address postcard to the North Pole. I guess I thought that Santa wouldn't know where I was. I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Well, I'm sure that Santa will find you.
Derek smiles.
Yoo-hoo!
Guess what? You're about to see another one of our yearly traditions, and this one is called Dodge the Loaf. Nice and slow.
Okay.
Nice
Wait,
and slow.
Don't go!
Don't look back.
Who's that?
I made this just for you!
Something a foundry.
Yoo-hoo!
Carol holds a loaf in the air.
Where's everybody going?
She spots Hank.
Hank! Glad I caught ya!
Please, so please. Another fruitcake.
Well, this is our store. Welcome to KC Corner.
Chiefs fans, huh?
Oh, yeah. You have no idea. You?
They're a big part of my life, yeah.
Abandoned by my own family.
Is it really that bad?
Don't worry, dear. We like you too much to ever make you try it.
It's officially Christmas, and I'm officially...
All right, everybody. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Norma plugs in the lights and the street is illuminated.
It's beautiful.
Oh, never cold, huh?
I'm not cold. If anything, I'm warm from the Christmas spirit.
Come on.
This is the one. I can feel it.
Hey!
Here you go.
Thank you.
My mom wants to give you a winter hat to take home, and she is not going to take no for an answer. So, you see one that you like?
Well, this vintage one's pretty cool. Not in a million years.
Yeah, no, that one's not for sale.
It's priceless.
Somebody famous wear it or something?
No, it's because we only get to the Super Bowl if someone in our family wears the hat on Christmas.
Okay, I see.
Do you not believe me?
The whole family stares at Derek.
Well, I mean, I'm sure everybody likes to think that they're the reason their team wins, right?
Okay, let me tell you a little story. It was a week before Christmas, 1969. Right around the corner from here. Santa was collecting for charity, but it was freezing out and getting late, and everyone was just rushing to get home.
Dad was the only one who stopped. He gave Santa as much as he could.
And Santa gave me something in return. The hat. He told me if I wear it on Christmas Day, my Christmas wish would come true. I thought it was all in fun, but our next game was a playoff game. I figured, why not see if I can cash in on my Christmas wish? So I wore it on Christmas Day. We won, and we kept winning.
We went all the way to the AFL Championship, then made it to the Super Bowl and won that too.
But a new employee accidentally sold the hat.
Nicely done. So the hat was gone for the next 50 years. We never made it back to the Super Bowl.
Because you didn't wear the hat on Christmas.
Well, we didn't realize the hat had anything to do with it until the Christmas of 2019.
You talk, I'm exhausted.
Now, at this point, Hank and I were running the store. A couple days before Christmas 2019, someone brought in a vintage hat to sell for some extra Christmas money.
I gave the man as much as I could for it. Then later, I realized...
It was your hat.
Yes, it was Paul's hat. So, of course, Polly wore it that Christmas Day.
And that's when everything turned around. That's when they made it back to the Super Bowl.
And then Hank wore it in 2022, and they got back to the Super Bowl again.
And then I wore it in 2023, and that's when we knew for sure.
Well, hold on. They don't always play on Christmas Day.
No, you don't have to wear it to the game just on Christmas.
Well, just playing devil's advocate here, what about in 2021? Didn't they lose the AFC Championship that year?
Yeah, no one in the family was wearing the hat that Christmas.
And what about when they made it to the Super Bowl but then still lost?
Well, that's when we realized there are rules.
It just gets them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta leave something up to the players, right?
Oh, of course, or else that would be insane.
You don't believe us, do you?
Alana looks at Derek and furrows her brow.
I don't mean to, offend. I'm not particularly superstitious.
Alana smiles and looks at her mom, Leah, who nods.
Well, you know what? It's kind of getting close to closing time, so.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you again for your help.
Here. This is for you.
Norma hands Derek the loaf from Carol.
Thank you. I had a really great time tonight.
Hank waves goodbye to Derek.
All right.
Derek walks slowly to the front door, picks up his coat, looks back, smiles, and leaves.
I never liked him anyway.
On another day, in a boardroom.
All right, guys. All three of our finalists for the Fan of the Year, they're expecting a visit from us tomorrow. So let's go talk with them, take lots of amazing pictures, and then just report back to the team. Courtney,
You get the Robinsons.
I can't believe I get to meet Patrick Mahomes.
Mitch, you're going to visit the Van Ripper family. Their Christmas display is legendary.
Yes!
Derek.
Yeah?
You're going to visit a family that has lived and breathed this team from almost the very beginning.
Derek opens a folder, raises his eyebrows, and stares at Beth. Later, Derek enters KC Corner. Alana, Leah, Hank, and Grandpa Paul stare at him. Alana rolls her eyes and sighs.
Sorry, now is really not a good time. We're waiting to meet with someone from the Chiefs.
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah, we're actually finalists for Fan of the Year, so at least someone appreciates what it means to be a true fan.
Can't be a real fan if you don't believe in superstition.
The hat is not just superstition, it's... You know what? I don't want to get upset before the person comes, so never mind.
Good call. Might be off-putting.
Can you just come back later for whatever it is that you need?
I can't. I have an appointment at 11 o'clock.
What? Where?
Here.
With who?
I think you know.
No.
No.
Derek Taylor, Director of Fan Engagement, Kansas City Chiefs.
Can I get this gift wrapped?
A customer in a Chiefs hat smiles at Alana, who pouts.
You work for the team? And you didn't think to tell us for the entire day?
I didn't think it was relevant.
You didn't think it was relevant? I'm sorry. Look around. How is that not relevant? What is wrong with you?
Why don't you take this outside?
Trying to run a business.
Alana, I swear, I had no idea you were up for Fan of the Year until yesterday.
Okay, so you're telling me that it was just a coincidence that you showed up to Norma and Nick's on Saturday?
Yeah.
You had no idea who we were.
Sometimes coincidences just happen.
Are you really even a Chiefs fan?
I'm becoming one.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Hi. Oh. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, dear. Merry Christmas.
Danny, you take 20s?
Oh, the youth center thanks you, young man.
Sure, no problem.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, wow. Merry Christmas.
All right, that was very generous of you, but I still don't trust you.
Fair. Okay, come on, let's start fresh here. You deserve to win Fan of the Year as much as anybody else does.
We're fans of all the years.
I know. I can see this is really important to you.
My family literally exists because of this team, so yes, I would say it's very important to me.
Okay, great. So, show me. My boss said something about a fan cave in the store.
Derek furrows his brow at Alana.
Let's go.
Okay, this is impressive.
Oh, let me show you our most valuable piece of memorabilia.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, this is an official game-worn Len Dawson jersey from Super Bowl IV in 1969.
Wow.
You know who Len Dawson is, right?
Of course I do.
Okay, tell me 3 facts about him.
That's not necessary.
All right, I'll get you started. Hall of Fame quarterback, Super Bowl MVP, hosted inside the NFL for 25 years. You know his nickname, right? It's Lenny the Cool.
You didn't give me enough time to answer.
Well, it should be instantaneous.
It's not helping.
You said that you lived in Europe, right? So does that make you a soccer fan?
Oh, God, what?
Derek stares with a blank expression.
Yeah, I liked soccer. I also liked football. I didn't become a big football fan until I started working for the team.
What better way?
Yeah.
And you are somehow in charge of picking Fan of the Year.
Not just me. There's a whole department.
Oh, great. Send one of them.
Okay. Well, I think I have everything I need for the fan engagement team to make a decision.
She has way better manners than this, normally.
We raised her better than... Yeah. I don't know who this is.
We'll be in touch.
Len Dawson!
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Derek leaves the store.
Are you on our side?
What was that?
Honey.
I'm sorry.
Alana grimaces. At night, Alana is in the kitchen.
You know what I like best about making eggnog?
What's that, Dev?
Patty's handwriting.
No.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
A pinch of sclarb. She's been gone 10 years. I still can't figure out what sclarb is.
Yeah.
Alana looks sad.
Alana, come on. You can't keep replaying this afternoon over and over again.
I can't help it. I blew it. I shouldn't have let my emotions get the best of me. I don't know.
Okay, I think I do. I think you're upset. that you let yourself think, maybe even just for a minute, that you'd met somebody special. And now you're disappointed again. Honey, it's scary.
This feeling is why I stopped trying. Honestly, I'd rather just focus on the shop.
Okay, it doesn't have to be all or nothing, you know?
Okay, maybe not, but the shop is the only thing that I feel like I have even a little bit of control over.
I wonder if maybe we're being too tough on the guy for not telling us who he works for. I mean, I'm sure the second somebody finds out, they want something from him.
Yeah, okay, maybe. But honestly, I'm just more annoyed at how he reacted to our story about the hat.
Not everyone believes in fate, sweetheart.
Okay, well, I want to be with someone who does. Well, someday, anyway.
If I've learned anything in the last few years, it's never put off anything until someday.
Because someday is no guarantee.
All right. Christmas group hug.
Okay. Let me know. How is it?
All right.
Good. Here we go.
Do I taste sesame?
I think I'm going to officially stop guessing what sklarb means.
Good call.
Later, at the chief's offices.
Now look, I know the whole lucky hat from Santa thing is a bit out there, but it does show their enthusiasm.
I love the Christmas connection. Telling their family story is really going to help bring the fans together, especially in the lead up to the Christmas Day game against the Eagles.
So you probably want me to go back and talk to them.
Oh, yes, as soon as possible. Please.
Yeah, let's go.
Merry Christmas!
Alana shops in a Christmas store.
Hey there.
Hi.
I went looking for you at the shop. Your mom said you're down here looking for a decoration.
Of course she did. I'm surprised she didn't drive you down here herself.
She offered.
Look, I am sorry for being a little bit salty in the fan cave. You really didn't deserve that.
No, I kind of did. I should have told you where I worked. I shouldn't have been so skeptical about the hat.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Just because I believe in something doesn't mean everybody else has to.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone at the office does.
What, you told them about it?
That's why I'm here. The team wants to do a feature on your family in anticipation of the Christmas game.
Is that like a part of the fan of the year process?
Not exactly. But your story's all about family. Your dedication to the team and Christmas magic. I'm sure everybody in the department's going to vote for you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
Alana spots a chief's ornament.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that they have this. I've been looking for this.
What's so special about that?
In 1971, my family would gather to watch the Christmas Day games together when the team was playing away. Mm. And they started this little tradition where they would bring a new ornament every year to put on the tree. And this little guy was my favorite. He's a 1999 keepsake that my grandma gave to my grandpa Paul. And somehow it got misplaced, and we've been looking for one ever since. He's going to be so happy I found it.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is. Just like all those memories come flooding back every Christmas when we unbox the ornaments. Oh, hey, look. She's ready for the game, huh?
Is there a game on Christmas this year, Daddy?
There is, actually.
Yes! Can we go?
Oh, it's sold out, sweetie.
No problem. I'll just ask Santa.
Give me 2 seconds. I'll be right back.
Derek approaches the little girl's father.
I'm Derek. I work for the Chiefs. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, of course. My pleasure. Sorry.
Thank you.
Well, I will. Enjoy.
Sorry about that.
Did you just give them your tickets?
Yeah, I don't usually sit during the games.
Oh. Look at you spreading your own Christmas magic.
It's fan engagement. It's not exactly magic.
Well, to them, it's magic.
Derek and Alana look out the store window at the little girl and her parents talking to Santa.
Here it is. Magic.
Let's pay for your ornament, okay? Come on.
And here's the article.
Would you look at that?
We're famous!
We are definitely winning fan of the year.
Okay, let's not get our hopes up.
At GEHA Field, a banner reads, Super Bowl 54 champions.
Great job, Derek. This story, it really struck a chord with the fans.
Well, people love the cat.
Okay, that's a lot.
Don't forget about the Chiefs' Christmas house.
cars are lined up around the block.
Okay, we have a tough decision to make, but aside from that, the powers that be would love to feature the Higmans and the Youngs even more in the lead up to the Christmas Day game.
Okay.
Basically, the families are going to be the Christmas connection to the team.
You know what? I remember seeing something on a flyer about a gingerbread house night at Norma and Nick's. What if we sponsor a Best Chiefs themed gingerbread house prize?
I love it. Can you see if you can make that happen?
Yeah, I'll reach out right now.
An aerial view shows the town of Independence. People on the street walk past Norma and Nick's. Inside the restaurant, the hostess, Donna Kelsey, greets customers seated in booths. Derek arrives and enters. Donna greets him.
Hey, you made it!
How's it going? Any early contenders?
Not yet.
Okay. Anything I can do to help?
No, we're all set out here.
Oh.
I think they might need a hand in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah? Okay, thanks, Paul.
I'm just doing what your mother would have done.
Oh.
Hey, I thought we weren't allowed back there. I mean...
Good evening, ladies.
Derek!
Don't you look stunning?
I always look like this when I bake.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Alana hands him a rolling pin.
All right. You know how to do this?
What's this house?
Wow, my bad. You are clearly a natural.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What are these?
These just go right on top.
Okay, here's what we gotta do. Put some flour on Alana's cheek, and then Derek will have to remove it gently. It's in all the Christmas movies. It never fails. Love it. It's genius. Okay, I'll do the flower.
Don't force it, ladies. Just let it happen. Trust me on this one.
They turn to Donna and then look over at Alana and Derek. Derek waves at them. They turn away. Later, in his office, Derek looks at a photo of the gingerbread house decorating competition winners. Derek and Alana are in the background, smiling at each other. Derek closes his laptop. Behind it are two cake toppers of a man and a woman. At the chief's offices, Derek pours a coffee.
Rumor has it you need a calendar.
No, I don't. Wait, why?
Just a reminder, the fan of the year votes in 8 days.
You make this for the whole department?
I like to win.
So do I.
Then I guess you two haven't been by the Van Rippers yet.
Hey, Beth.
Don't you think Derek should go see the Van Rippers before the vote?
You haven't gone yet?
Not yet.
A few people are going by there tonight, so you should go. I don't think any of us should vote on the final candidates without seeing them firsthand.
Has anybody but Courtney seen this cat?
Oh my gosh, he's so cute.
Do you see this? Look at it. Come here, look at this.
Well played.
In Independence, Alana and Leah sit and drink coffee. Carol approaches them.
Hey! Hi! I hear it's finally going to snow tonight. Isn't that exciting? Hot cocoa by the fire with warm Christmas loaf.
It's supposed to be warmed up?
Of course. How else are the peppermints supposed to melt?
Carol shakes her head and walks away.
It's best not to picture it.
Oh, no. Hey, what'd you get at the bookstore?
I got these for my parents and Paul. They have so many great stories, you know? I don't want them to get lost for future generations.
In case I don't carry on that legacy...
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Mom, I'm taking over Casey Corner. I'm going to try to make it even more successful than it already is. And I'm getting our family the recognition that they deserve. Isn't all of that enough?
Okay, sweetie, we all know how hard you are working. Do you know what our most important legacy is? You. Your happiness.
Look, everyone is just acting like I'm one of those people that says, no, I'm too busy with my career to find love. I have tried to find love. I have. It just never works out. Ever. So maybe that's my fate.
Or maybe it didn't work out because you weren't ready for the right person. Come on, we can all see there's something between you and Derek. Why do you keep fighting it?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just tired of getting my hopes up.
You can't let fear rob you of hope. Just look for the signs. They're always there.
Well, so far, all the signs are pointing to nope.
Leah leans back in her chair and smirks. At night, a crowd gathers outside the illuminated Van Ripper house. Golden lettering reads, Chiefs Kingdom. Derek looks up at the Kansas City Chiefs-themed light display.
Well,
Okay, wow.
A small football field glows.
Pretty incredible, right?
I mean,
I know you've become close with Alana and her family, but I need for you to know it's going to be a close vote.
I care about them because I'm the liaison to the team, if that's what you mean.
That's not what I mean.
Beth and Derek smile at each other.
Are you coming back with us?
You know what? I'm going to go for a walk.
Derek walks away from the crowd and glances back at the bright house.
What do you think?
It's a little more potent.
Like, the more I have, the more I like it.
Oh, it's the strongest one.
Excuse me. You mind if I warm up by your fire?
Is that
Derek?
That's Derek.
Oh, welcome back.
Wait, is this your house?
It's ours.
Yeah, it's all paid off as of last month. Here's to no mortgage.
Whoa,
no mortgage.
Derek?
Hi.
What are you doing here?
What, did someone invite you?
Well, it's not me, I swear.
I was at a work thing a couple of streets over, and I just felt like taking a walk. I had no idea any of this was here or that you were here.
It's quite a coincidence.
Isn't it?
How's that for a sign?
You gonna stick around, son? We brought out the special eggnog.
Very special.
That's because it's sclard-free.
No sclard.
Inside joke.
They've already been,
This is our third batch.
Well, do you have to go back?
To?
Oh, your work thing.
Oh, no. No, that's done.
Well, do you wanna join us?
Yes,
yeah, come on.
Come on,
Chair. Yeah, I'd love that.
More eggnog.
More eggnog.
Yeah. Calling out for more eggnog.
No, you take it.
He puts a blanket on his lap.
Well, that's kind of crazy that you just showed up here.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of incredible.
See, now if things like this can happen, then maybe the whole hat thing isn't that far-fetched after all.
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so?
Okay.
Seriously, is that as far as you'll go?
How about this? I don't... not believe.
What is it going to take for you to fully believe?
No, I guess I just need to see some of that Christmas magic for myself.
Okay. Fair enough.
Alana, Derek, Norma, and Nick look up as it snows.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I do what I can.
You didn't have a hat, though.
Oh, no, but we were talking about it.
Yeah. Can't argue with that logic.
Finally.
Oh, stop. Nice. And that was the moment Derek realized he should have brought a scarf.
Luckily, he came to the right place. Give me a second.
Oh, you don't have to.
No, it's fine.
Norma smiles and turns to her daughter, Leah.
Okay, baby.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, please, it's the least we could do. You've done so much for us already.
Feels like the other way around.
No. Oh, that's cute.
Oh, stop. My color.
Got the fourth round right here. Yay. There it is.
Yay. It's one of those for me.
Of course.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas.
To the first snow.
To the first snow.
Around the house stomp reindeer's paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys. All for the little ones' Christmas.
In front of the fire, Derek and Alana discreetly hold hands. Alana walks into the shop wearing a dress.
Hey!
Leah is open-mouthed.
Okay, are you sure that you and Dad don't need my help today at the store?
Gosh, I don't know how we've managed to run it by ourselves. Who will ever show us how to use the credit card reader?
Okay.
No, you just go have fun on your date.
No, it is not a date.
$5 says it is.
No, Mom, it's just the staff Christmas party, okay? All three Fan of the Year finalists will be there. It is strictly... business.
Hmm. Leah smirks. Derek arrives.
Wow.
Hey.
You look incredible.
Thank you. So do you.
Oh, thanks.
Mr. Taylor.
Oh, Mr. Taylor. Why the formality? You were calling me the D-man the other night.
I've been told to know in certain terms that this is business. Wink.
Nudge.
Okay, we're saying the words out loud.
Yes, I guess they are. Wow.
You want to head over to Arrowhead?
Yeah. Wait, it's at the stadium?
That's right. We've got the whole place to ourselves.
Okay, cool.
Take plenty of pictures, kiddo. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Alana stares at her grandpa, Paul. She has a concerned expression.
One second.
Yeah.
Grandpa, You should go instead of me.
What? Why?
Because what if we don't win? I can't be the only person in our family who gets to experience all of this.
You're not. We're with you. Aren't those Grandma Patty's earrings?
Yeah, I wanted to take a little piece of her with me.
Okay, then you get out of here.
Okay. I love you.
Love you.
Alana waves to Leah, who waves back.
Oh, wait. One quick picture.
Mom, yeah. He's not prom.
Indulge us. Okay, now say Chiefs. Get it? Instead of cheese?
Yeah, it's still very cheesy.
How about those
Chiefs?
Later, Beth takes a photo.
Thanks, Beth. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Right in here.
They walk through a large pair of glass doors.
Here we go.
They enter a party with a large sign reading Chiefs.
What do you think?
Around here.
I guess.
We love your story.
Oh, here we go.
Your family's amazing.
Is this a good sign? For the vote, I mean?
I mean, I hope so. Because we are up against some serious, cute feline energy.
Oh, my gosh. I am dying to meet Katrick.
You too.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna...
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Have fun.
Alana walks over to a table where Katrick sits wearing an orange wig.
Hi.
Little man's adorable, right?
Oh, wow.
No wonder he got his own calendar.
Can we take a picture?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
See, even your finalist wants to meet the cat.
It's McCall Hardman and a cat that looks way too much like Mahomes.
Doesn't matter. No one in the office can stop talking about the Van Ripper house.
Which is amazing, don't get me wrong, but... this Christmas hat's basically a local legend at this point.
Okay. You guys understand that nobody actually gets anything if your finalist wins?
We get bragging rights.
It's one thing I don't get about the whole hat thing. Why wasn't anyone wearing it the Christmas we lost the AFC Championship?
Yeah. I mean, if the hat's real, it kind of puts the loss on them, right?
I didn't ask. Because it's none of our business.
Okay. Just curious.
Alana approaches Derek.
Hey, look what I got.
Lint rollers?
Yeah.
You're unstoppable.
Bragging rights.
Let's go check out the party at the penthouse. Yeah?
Okay.
I guess.
Alana and Derek enter a busy party in a private box.
It's the best view in the house.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is amazing.
What's up, DT?
What's up, Trey? Congrats on the service award, man. Well deserved.
Shit.
Trey Smith, this is Alana Hagman. Her family was the one who...
Oh, yeah, I know you are.
You do?
Yeah, the lucky Christmas hat. I was telling Coach about it. Hope you have it on standby. We're gonna need it.
Yeah, no, you bet we will.
Don't lose that hat. I still have a few more fingers I want to fill up. You keep letting that Christmas hat do magical Christmas hat things.
I will, I promise.
Hey, Trey, come sign the Christmas card.
All right, bro. Alana, pleasure to meet you. DT, my guy.
Yeah, man.
Take it easy, bro.
Thank you so much, Trey.
Yep.
See you later.
Trey walks away.
I cannot believe that I just met Trey Smith.
Mm.
Please tell me that you know why I am so excited to meet him.
Trey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Is it because he was a first-team SEC player in 2019-2020? Pro Football Writers, all-rookie team 2021? Or maybe it's because of that pancake block he made to set up Jerick McKinnon's front-flipping TD. I mean, if it's not any of those reasons, then honestly, I don't know. Don't know much about the man.
Wow, that's very impressive.
Thank you.
Did you do all of that research because of what happened when you first saw the pancake?
Oh, I will never admit that. You made me realize how much the team's history informs who they are today. It's like your family. It's made you who you are.
Alana smiles at Derek.
Speaking of which, Follow me.
They walk away together.
Trace.
Just a little further. You better not be peeking. Okay. Now.
Alana and Derek walk out an entrance tunnel and stand in the top section of the completely empty illuminated Chiefs Stadium.
Where are your seats?
Right down there.
Let's go.
You know, some of the half happiest moments of my life happened right here.
Even the years they were losing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the thing. It's really easy to show up when everything's going great, but the real fans are the ones who stick around even when it's not. Oh, these are our seats.
Derek and Alana sit down in the empty stadium beside each other.
Wow, it is crazy how quiet it is.
Right?
Oh, you know, I don't think I'll ever get to see it like this again. This is so cool. Oh, I don't know how to thank you.
Oh, your reaction's thanks enough.
Okay, so the reason that no one was wearing the hat that Christmas is because we were at the hospital. Grandpa Paul had a heart attack, and we didn't know if he was going to make it.
I'm sure football was the last thing on your mind.
Oh, it was actually the first thing on his mind, even throughout his whole recovery. I think it's because it's not just football to us. It's literally what made us a family. I just wanted people to know about my grandparents and my parents and our hat.
Because you never really know how much time you got.
That maybe someday is actually right now.
Derek leans in slowly. Alana leans in and they kiss. A stadium sign reads Happy Holidays.
I don't think I'm ready for this night to end.
Does it have to?
What'd you have in mind?
Maybe we go on an official date.
Do you have $5?
Derek turns away with a confused look.
Sure. Why?
I pay my mom. I'll explain later.
All right.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a problem. I have no idea where to take you.
Come on. Follow me.
Alana takes Derek by the hand, and they run out of the stadium seating area.
This is fantastic. What should we do first?
My family and I always ice skate here every Christmas, but we've just been so busy at the shop that we haven't had a chance to do that yet.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Oh.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Santa offers a candy cane to Derek.
I'm good.
We'll see about that.
Santa pulls out his list.
I'm not on that list. I mean, I'm good for the candy canes.
Oh,
yeah.
Funny.
Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow, did you just tell Santa Claus that you were, in fact, not good?
Oh, what have I done?
Okay, but don't worry. You still have a week and a half until Christmas. And I think that's plenty of time to secure your position on the nice list.
Your hands are so warm.
Yeah, and yours are like taking a little detour to the Arctic Circle.
You know what they say? Cold hands, warm heart.
Oh, don't worry. I think one of these shops sells some gloves.
I like this better.
Derek takes Alana's hand and they skate.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a 50-cent Chevrolet.
Good evening, folks. Here is our holiday specials. Off menu, we have my personal creation, the Chute de Chapeau, made with our house-made peppermint vodka, served in a 36-ounce souvenir mug.
Espresso snow martini. Mistletoe mule. Santa Claus Neapolitan.
Okay, but I can't decide between the pa rum pum punch or the Santa sippin' stocking.
That is a tough choice. What if I surprise you guys?
Oh.
I love this. It's a great idea.
One second.
You know what else I love? That's someone's job out there to think of seasonal cocktail names.
Yeah, I think your job is a little bit better.
Getting better by the day. You know what? I got a mug for the office kitchen.
What?
Yeah.
Big moves.
Too big.
Okay, wait, let me guess. World's greatest fan engagement director?
No, I couldn't do that. You can't get it for yourself. That'd be like you getting the number one Chiefs fan mug for yourself.
Oh, yeah, no need. I'm already going to win a banner and a trophy that says all of that.
Oh, I like that confidence.
Here we have one Rupapum punch and one for you, sir, Santa's sippin' stocking. That's a lot of S's, I know.
What is in this stocking drink?
That's a trade secret, sir, but I can tell you it's better than Mahomes for six. You said I could surprise you.
Mm. I mean, that's...
You did say that.
Enjoy your drinks.
Thank you, sir. There's no cool way to drink this.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. So do you want, like, a little bendy straw?
Oh, or... stop. I'm just going to do it.
Derek has cream on his face.
Oh, wow. My grandma Norma and my mom would be losing their minds right now.
Yeah. You going to do it?
I guess I kind of have to, huh? Okay, love.
Oh, my goodness, they were right. This really does work.
Alana shakes her head. Later, they walk through the market.
Oh, hey, Mayor Lucas.
Oh, hey. Hi, folks. How you doing?
How you doing? How's the mayor?
Yeah.
So this is here every year.
Mm-hmm. You like it?
I like everywhere I've been with you. Does this move?
Very.
Okay, good. Honestly, though, this is a great town.
You sound a little surprised. Did you not think you'd like it here?
No, it's not that. I never really cared where I was. I just go wherever the work was. I was just there. Now I'm here and it feels different.
Feels different for me too. And I've lived here my whole life.
You two want to fling a few for a good cause?
You and a good cause? I can't say no to that. You want to give it a go?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say no to Trent Green, so. Are you sure you want to challenge me though?
Come on now.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I drank Santa's sipping stocking. Okay? I fear nothing. You ready for this?
Derek throws a football and misses a target.
I forgot I was left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hotshot, you want to give it a go?
Right,
give it a rock. Let's see this.
You got this.
Okay.
Let's see.
Alana throws the football right through the target.
Yes. Uh-oh. That's terribly embarrassing for me. Beginner's luck?
Where we come from, that's called skill.
You guys are friends now?
I'm sorry, but my dad never told me that girls can't play football.
Derek and Trent Green fist bump.
See you, sir. We'll see you later.
Trent throws a football easily through a target and holds up his hands.
And nobody here to see it.
Later, Derek and Alana pose for funny photo booth pictures.
You really have made this your own little village, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. I mean, I like being close to the shop and to my friends and my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of always been home.
Did you always know you're going to take over the family business?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Although I also thought that by now I would have what my grandparents and my parents have. Somehow they found a way to have it all. Success, love, family.
What's your secret?
I think it's that they knew that they were meant to be. You know, there's no second-guessing, no doubts. I mean, they're why I believe in fate. I see it in them every single day.
You see it anywhere else?
Alana nods her head as Derek moves close to her.
I see it here, too.
They kiss each other tenderly on the street in front of Casey Corner. In his office, Derek eats a candy cane, shakes his head, and looks at mementos of his date with Alana, including a candy cane and the photo booth photos.
Hey, we're going down to watch Thursday Night Football at the pub if you want to come.
I actually got plans tonight.
He has plans.
You don't. Okay. Thank you, Beth.
Have fun.
You too.
Later at KC Corner.
Oh, hold on. Here I go.
Yeah.
Sec. Hey, can you guys taste that?
Sweet nectar of the end
zone! Hank, flip the pillow.
Yeah. What does that do?
It's a rally thing we do when we're behind.
I had a hot wing in my hand last time we scored. Should I just do that?
Yes! Oh,
okay. I was joking, but let's do it.
Now he's getting it.
We got this.
Several Chiefs are there, but it's incomplete.
How did we just lose?
We were the 14-point favorites.
I can't believe this.
I guess my hot wing wasn't as lucky as the hat.
No, it's not the same thing. Don't blame yourself.
It's okay. We're still in the playoffs.
Not necessarily. It's only Thursday. If the Dolphins, Browns, and Texans all win this Sunday, it would make the Eagles game on Christmas basically a playoff game.
Win and we're the wild card, lose and the season's basically over.
No, it's not going to come to that.
Yeah, all three of those Sunday games would have to end in huge upsets.
And okay, if that does happen, then the team would only have 4 days to rest. So all we would have to do is make sure that we wear our not-so-secret weapon on Christmas Day game. You guys, that would be the boost they need, I'm telling you.
Speaking of winning, isn't the Fan of the Year vote coming up?
Oh, soon.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. As soon as I know, you guys are going to hear about it.
All right.
On another day, a sign reads, 7 days till Christmas.
Ugh, I feel like we should have heard by now.
Leah looks at Alana, who rolls her eyes.
Grandma Norma, comma, every time you text me and ask me if Derek texted me, I think it's finally him texting me. Period. I promise you will be the first person to know if he... Oh, wait.
What,
Derek?
What?
The vote is in.
And?
I don't know. Oh, why isn't he texting me back?
I figured I'd tell you in person.
Derek is straight-faced.
Did we win?
He holds up a trophy.
You won.
I just believe we didn't lose to the cat.
I made sure that the VIP tour, the sideline passes, and everything else is going to the entire family. Everybody watching is going to know exactly how much you guys have all done for this team.
Oh, and how much the team has done for us, right?
Thank you for making this happen. Both of you.
Yes, sir.
Nick and Norma carry a cake reading, Fans of the Year.
Oh, wow.
What would you have done if we'd lost?
Norma shows them a cupcake that reads, Oh, well.
I love it.
Should we go hang the banner?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cheers. Derek, get in here.
Oh, it's okay. It's a family photo.
Oh, come on.
What? Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Sure.
Yes. Get over here.
Okay,
so
there
we go.
Cheers.
An aerial view shows a snowy Independence.
Thanks so much for helping us wrap the gifts you guys collected. It's going to be a great Christmas for a lot of kids.
We'd help, too, but my gift wrapping's worse than my baking.
That's okay, Mr. Young. I gotcha.
Derek quickly cuts paper, wraps a present, and puts a bow on it.
Whoa.
What?
How?
Nick and Norma look amazed.
I'm a natural. And my mom taught me. I can also fold a fitted sheet.
If he says he can make a restaurant-grade ranch dressing, lock him in.
You know you're making the rest of us guys look bad, right?
Okay, I think you pretend to rap poorly on purpose just so no one asks you to do it.
Maybe.
That's Nick with neck massages.
What? This is the first time I've heard about this.
Alana, did you invite Derek over to the house tonight for Christmas Eve, Eve?
I was just about to.
That's a thing. Thing.
So Grandpa Paul and Grandma Patty invented it when I was little. And since everyone in our family is working through Christmas Eve, we just do the whole thing 4 days early.
I'd love to come. Thank you.
No gifts.
But you have to bring a dessert. Mm.
That's no problem. I got a delicious Christmas loaf in my freezer.
Oh.
No, I take it back. You're uninvited.
So much, gentlemen. What we got in here? Is it football? Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas. Thanks for bringing the hat. Everybody was dying to see it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations on winning Fan of the Year. You really deserved it.
Thank you.
I know that was hard for you, Mitch. We appreciate you.
Hey, is that the famous Christmas hat?
Mm-hmm.
Can I take a picture with it on?
You know what? I am so sorry. We just don't let anyone outside of our family wear the hat. It's just our tradition.
No, I get it. Don't want to mess with the Christmas magic, right?
Exactly.
See you guys in a bit.
Oh, may I try it on?
That's a big man.
Just kidding. That's your Christmas magic, not mine.
I can't believe all those teams won.
What?
What's going on?
Christmas Day game is officially a must-win.
Good thing we have that magic hat of yours, huh?
You know what? Yes. Yes, you're right. Hasn't failed us yet, so I am not worried about a thing.
Alana turns and looks for the hat. It is missing. Alana looks around the room with a panicked expression. Alana searches for the hat.
Hey, you okay?
Okay, all right. Obviously, something's wrong. What's going on?
The hat is missing.
What?
It's gone.
The last person you were talking to is Santa.
Yes, and I still had it when he left, but then when everyone's phones were going crazy, I put it down for maybe 1 second, and then I looked, and I don't know, it's like it disappeared into thin air.
It's okay, don't panic. I'm gonna help you find it. It's gonna turn up somewhere here.
Okay, what are we gonna do if we can't find it? What are we gonna tell people if the Chiefs lose on Christmas?
They're not gonna lose.
Well, they will if we can't find it.
Okay. Well, you can't put this kind of pressure on yourself.
Well, it's too late. Wait.
She stops a man in a hat.
Sorry.
Sorry.
What if someone stole it so that we'd lose? Or, I don't know, what if you actually work for another team?
What?
I don't know, I'm sorry, I'm just freaking out right now.
Come here, take a deep breath.
Derek holds her hands.
There you go. It's gonna turn up. Okay, I know it.
How do you know?
Because if your family has taught me anything, it's that things have a habit of working out.
Later, at Alana's family's house.
I knew you people ate something other than barbecue.
Tell no one.
And this, eggnog. I can't get enough of this stuff.
It's fantastic, right? Yeah. Even without Patty's mystery ingredient.
Oh, what's that?
That inside joke I was telling you about. Mm. I just cannot figure out what this says.
Oh, interesting. I think they use saffron and eggnog outside of Greece. It's an interesting flavor, but honestly, I don't think it needs it. I think it's perfect just the way it...
Everyone stares at Derek.
It is. What?
You're saying that word right there is saffron?
Yes, sir.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Paul.
Okay, you realize that you just solved our biggest family mystery right now.
That's the big mystery. You guys have a magic hat. Be happy to help.
What are we waiting for? Let's get some saffron on that thing.
It's $5,000 a pound.
We can live without it.
All right, okay. 1 second. All right, okay. One more.
All right, don't worry. I got him guitar lessons for Christmas.
That's how long we're going to have to wait for Hank to start the song.
Thanks, Dad.
Wow.
Hey, where'd Derek go?
Derek is right here, struggling.
Hey, we said no Christmas gifts tonight.
It's not a Christmas gift. It's a Christmas Eve gift.
I will allow it.
Thank you, sir. You'll allow it. I just want to show you how grateful I am for welcoming me into your home. And also allowing me to be a part of so many of your family traditions. I feel like the luckiest guy in the world right now. Okay, let's see if I blew it. You want to help me, Hank?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Here we go. You ready?
Here we go.
Pop this one off.
Derek reveals two old stadium seats.
You know what this looks like? It looks like a couple of the old seats from Municipal Stadium.
You're right. Look at the numbers.
Those are from our row.
Derek, this is incredible. I mean, our entire family's history together started with these seats. Now we get to keep them forever. I don't know how to thank you.
It's okay.
Whose seats are these, Dan?
Well, this was mine, and this here. This was your mom's.
Paul sits down in his old seat.
A lot of great memories in these seats. Thank you. Thank you, Derek. This means everything to me, to all of us.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Derek smiles at Alana. Alana and Hank are teary-eyed.
Say Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Chiefs. That's too much.
Okay, so I may have also broken the no-gift rule.
You can't break the rules. Only the guests can break the rules.
It's more of a necessity than a gift.
I'll allow it.
Derek opens the present. It is a world's greatest fan engagement director mug.
It's to warm up those icicles that you call hams.
We don't have that problem anymore.
No, we don't. But it's for when I'm not around.
Since we are on the subject of Derek always being cold.
I'm not always cold, though. Come on.
Seriously, am I the only one following the no presents rule?
Derek opens the present. Inside is a Chiefs hat that looks exactly like the missing hat.
No way.
What? How did you find this?
What?
Did someone return it to you? How did you do this?
What? No, it's homemade.
I knit it for Derek because he liked the other hat so much.
So, when you said, how did you find this, is the original hat lost?
Alana glances at Derek with a panicked look.
Okay, so I brought it to the toy drive, and I set it down for just a second. And then we all found out that the Christmas Day game was basically a playoff game, and then everyone was freaking out, and I turned around, and the hat just, it disappeared, and I am so, so sorry. I will never forgive myself if I don't find it.
It is entirely my fault. I asked her to bring it to the toy drive. I shouldn't have.
No, it was not your fault, okay? It was mine. This was supposed to be the best Christmas ever, and now it's the worst.
No, honey, it's okay. Really.
Don't let it ruin your night.
You guys, how can you be so calm? I mean, you know what this means, right? If the Chiefs lose, everyone is going to blame us. The business won't survive. We're probably going to get Fan of the Year taken away.
That is not something that we would do.
We're not concerned in the least.
The hat is meant to turn up. It'll turn up.
Just like it did before.
See, it's going to be okay.
Alana's mom comforts her.
How am I the first to finish every time?
Every single time? It's a surprise every time.
Paul sits alone in his old stadium seat.
Hey, is it okay if I sit in Grandma Patty's seat?
Of course. I was just sitting here thinking of all the wonderful memories we've had over the years. And it all started right here. Your grandma will be so proud of you. I miss her so much.
I miss her too, Grandpa.
She'd love all this.
Yeah.
She would have loved him too.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
Save you some eulogue, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
You're not. You're here right on time. Thanks for all those wonderful memories you brought back to me. Now, you too. Make a couple of your own.
Paul stands up, takes the plate of Yule log from Derek, and walks away. Derek sits down in Paul's old stadium seat beside Alana. Alana holds his arm and rests her head on his shoulder. Derek gently kisses her forehead. It is daytime at KC Corner.
Big game this weekend. Can I see the hat? It's all my kids talk about.
Actually, we are keeping it safe until game day. You can never be too careful.
Glad to hear it. After all, the mental health of an entire city is in your hands.
So no luck at the thrift store?
I'm on hold with a vintage shop near the stadium. Yes. Hi. I'm still here. Thanks anyway.
We're not worried at all, sweetie.
Leah glances at Hank.
Okay, so we're going to bring the whole family down to the 50-yard line right before kickoff. Uh-huh. The fans are going to love seeing that hat. What?
Does it seem like we're saying that the team only wins if Alana and her family wear the hat at Christmas?
No, we're saying the hat represents the magic that all the fans bring to the games. I mean, that's what makes all this so special. Is something wrong?
There's a slight problem with that. Don't worry. Like, I just figured out what to do.
Alana walks past a theater. Derek approaches her, and she looks surprised.
Hi.
Hi.
Wait, did we make plans together and I forgot?
I thought we'd go for a little walk. I know you're still upset.
Yeah, I just really thought that I'd find the real hat by now.
I know.
Wait, you're not gonna try to pass this one off at the game, are you?
No. But.
No, there's no buts. There's no buts, Derek. It is not the same. You can't do that. Okay, you know, if we haven't found the real one by now, I think we should just call the whole thing off.
Call what off?
Being introduced at the game. I don't want the entire Chiefs kingdom blaming us if we don't get to the playoffs.
Alana, I have not been here long, but I know for a fact that people of Kansas City would never turn on your family like that.
I don't know. At this point, I just wish I never even told you about the hat. Then none of this would be happening right now.
If you didn't tell me about the hat, Beth would have still sent me back to talk to you.
That's just it, Derek. If the thing that brought us together is gone, then maybe it's a sign that, I don't know, that none of this was meant to be.
Well, do you hear yourself? What we have is real. This isn't some imaginary, silly hat. Sorry.
A silly?
No, I didn't mean
just
to say that.
Just a silly hat.
Didn't mean it.
You never really believed in the story, did you?
I believe in our story.
Derek, don't you understand? Look, if everything with that hat was a coincidence, then that means that everything else in life is just a coincidence. And that nothing is meant to be.
Including us. You have more faith in a hat than you do in me. I thought I was finally where I was meant to be. I guess I was wrong. It's okay. Good night.
Derek turns and walks away. Alana watches him with tears in her eyes. She bites her bottom lip, turns and enters KC Corner. An aerial view shows the clock tower in Independence. Alana walks alone.
Oh, ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
Alana puts cash into Santa's bucket.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Alana enters the store and passes by Paul. Paul, Leah, and Hank look concerned.
I got it.
Alana lies down on a red leather couch in the fan cave.
Kiddo, I think you're more upset about this hat than any of us. For the record, I have faith in our team, hat or no hat. Don't you think they can win without our help?
Yeah, of course I do.
Then let them.
What if they lose?
Then they lose. Life goes on.
Grandpa, how can you say that? You were the biggest Chiefs fan in the world.
I am. But also, I learned something the night I had that heart attack.
Yeah, I know. That was the night that the Chiefs lost, and we knew for sure that the hat was the real deal.
Not quite. That's the night I learned that even if the Chiefs lose, I still win. Because I have everything. Family, friends, love.
That's all we ever wanted for you two, babe.
Hat or no hat?
I believed that the hat was real.
It is. To us.
That's all that matters.
Everybody just keeps saying how Derek and I got together because of the hat, and then it was fate. I don't know, don't you think that losing it is like a sign that we're not meant to be together?
Oh, sweetie, no.
The magic is not in the hat. It's in what the hat represents. The belief that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. Knowing that we have each other's back, no matter what.
Alana lowers her gaze.
I told Derek that I don't believe in fate anymore.
That's okay. We still do.
Alana leans forward, closes her eyes, and hugs Paul. On Christmas Day, the parking lot at the GEHA field at Arrowhead Stadium is filled with cars and tailgating fans.
Hey, you guys all have your sideline passes. You should get in there while they're still warming up.
What do you mean you should get in there?
I can't do it. I'm sorry. It's too hard.
Oh, honey, what's too hard? Facing the fans without the hat or facing Derek?
Look, I'm just too embarrassed about what I said. And you guys can get introduced without me. It's going to be better that way. I promise.
No way. You're the reason we're here.
No, I'm not. It's because of you. Okay, so just go. Have fun. Sit in the sidelines of the time of your lives, okay? I'm going to meet you in there once the game starts.
We're not going to do it without you, kiddo.
This family's stuck together since 1969. We're not stopping now.
Especially at Christmas.
I can't.
All right, guys. Let's go.
Listen, the announcement's going to be in an hour and a half. I sure hope you can be with us.
I'll think about it, okay?
Don't think too long. At some point, it'll be too late.
Leah hands Alana a folding chair.
You think she'll change her mind?
I hope so. But as Hank reminded me, we have to have faith.
A large crowd of spectators walk through the parking lot. Alana closes the rear door of her minivan.
Hey, Alana. Got your lucky hat?
A man in a Chiefs hat approaches Alana.
I lost it.
Ah, well, no worries. I've got my lucky socks. Haven't taken them off since last time we went at home.
Please tell me that you at least washed them in between games, though.
Of course I didn't. Plus, honestly, I'd have no idea how. Let's go Chiefs! Patty, come on, it's time.
Patty?
Alana has a surprised look on her face. She takes out her phone and looks at it. A candy cane is stuck to the screen. She smiles and looks around the parking lot. A golf cart approaches.
Hey, hi. Hi, sorry. I'm Alana Higman. I'm fan of the year. Yes, that's me. Can you give me a ride? Thank you.
Alana sits at the back of the golf cart beside Casey Wolf, the Chiefs mascot. At the field level, Donna stands with Derek and Alana's family.
Really thought you'd change your mind.
I'm sorry, I thought so too.
I never should have let it go this long.
Hank nods at Derek.
I'm gonna go get her.
Go.
Okay. You guys text me if you need anything, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
A sign on a gate reads, Chiefs Kingdom.
Okay, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. I hope I'm not too late. Thank you.
Alana runs to the gate as Derek approaches her.
Hi.
Hi.
Wait, aren't you supposed to be on the field right now?
So are you. Come on.
Okay.
Excuse me, guys.
Sorry. I just think that we should talk about
it. Oh, no, we can't. We really gotta hurry. Hey, guys, so right. It's the fan of the year. Thank
Look,
you so much.
I just think that we should talk about what happened.
Not a good time.
No, hey. Wait, no. What is it? Just back to business then?
Just trust me.
Okay.
Come on. Come on. Almost there.
Hey, guys, sorry.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. Would not have been the same without you.
It's only right that all three generations are here together.
What changed your mind?
I got a couple of signs. Like, you guys, I am so sorry. I should not have stayed behind. This is not about me. This is about all of us. I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your attention to midfield as we announce the Kansas City Chiefs Fans of the Year, the Higman and Young families.
A Chiefs player hands Alana a trophy.
Thank you.
She hands the trophy to Leah. A picture of the family in front of KC Corner is shown on the jumbo screen. A photo shows the hat.
And there it is, the lucky Christmas hat.
Derek and the family turn to Alana. She looks around the stadium and looks at the microphone.
A good eye. Thank you. Okay.
Hi. Well, first, we just want to thank the Chiefs for honoring us with this amazing award. And I know that most of you know about the hat and what happens when we wear it on Christmas Day. We win. But the thing is, I don't actually have the hat anymore. But we don't need it. It's okay. Look, the hat, just like Christmas, it is all about faith and love and coming together as a family. And lucky for us, there are 75,000 people here today and millions of people all over the world who believe in this team. We really are all family. So yeah, the Christmas magic doesn't exist just in this one hat.
Alana looks towards her family, and they all smile at her proudly.
It's in all of us. Okay, you can take it.
It's perfect. Couldn't agree more.
Chiefs Kingdom, please look under your seats for a surprise Christmas gift.
The spectators in the stands bend down, putting on Kansas City Chiefs winter hats that look like the lucky hat. Alana watches with a look of amazement. The announcer fist bumps the Kansas City Chiefs players.
I'm going to show you that the story of the Christmas hat isn't over. It's got a different ending. I just don't know what that ending is yet.
I know it. It's a happy one. No matter what happens in the game.
Derek wipes a tear from Alana's eye.
But we do need to win. Chiefs are my home team now.
In the center of the field, Derek and Alana kiss and hold each other.
Cut!
need the field now. Let's roll.
Let's get out of here before I get fired.
You guys okay?
How about those?
Cheese!
Okay, got it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good game.
Today.
Yeah. I know, right?
Did you know about all of this?
He may have run the idea by us.
Okay, but how did you know that I'd change my mind and be here when all of this happened?
The same way you knew to come here. It was meant to be.
So the Hunt family would like to know if you all would like to watch the game from the Founder's Suite.
Whoa.
That's a very kind offer. But tell them we will sit where we always sit.
Is that because of the superstition?
No. No, it's because it's where we belong. And hey, there's an extra seat in our row if you want to sit with us.
I'd love nothing more.
Yes.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
They all walk to their seats. An aerial view shows the packed stadium.
Your row has an empty seat.
Yeah. Yeah, it was my grandma Patty's. I don't know why no one ever bought it.
Because we never sold it.
What?
I just couldn't. We knew that one day the right person would come along to fill it. I believe you dropped this.
Oh, no, I already have mine. Thank you.
Are you sure?
Santa holds out the lucky hat with Paul written inside.
Merry Christmas.
Alana looks at Paul with wide eyes.
I think I'm going to go get some of that hot cocoa. You see, Santa found you after all, Derek.
Santa hands Derek a candy cane.
What?
Santa smiles at Paul. Paul has a thoughtful expression. In a flashback, Paul remembers receiving the hat new from Santa. Santa winks in the past and the present.
Go Chiefs!
Chiefs!
Go Chiefs!
I can't believe it made its way back to us.
I can. Is she gonna put it on for good luck?
No. I think we got all the Christmas magic we need.
Alana holds her grandpa Paul's arm as she smiles at Derek. Pyrotechnics flash as the game gets set to begin. Derek holds the candy cane up to Alana. She pulls it like a wishbone. Derek gets most of it. Hank, Leah, Nick, Norma, and Paul all smile as they watch Derek and Alana. Paul clutches the lucky hat. The end. End credits. Cast: Alana Higman, Hunter King. Derek Taylor, Tyler Hines. Paul Higman, Ed Begley Jr. Leah Higman, Megan Price. Hank Higman, Diedrich Batter. Norma Young, Christine Ebersole. Nicholas Young, Richard Reilly. Beth, Jamie Addison. Manager, Donna Kelsey. Copyright, Hallmark Media Productions, LLC 2024. NFL Films, Skydance Sports, Hallmark Media. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation.